Akron is looking to get a bounce. That's actually the name of a project announced last month by Mayor Dan Horrigan. It's aimed at energizing business development in the Akron area. The idea is to create an innovation hub in the city. Critical Mass and Curated Collision are at the top of the conversation with Mayor Horrigan and consultant Zipper. Critical Mass, referring to pulling together the active participants to get what amounts to a freewheeling idea incubator going, and Curated Collision, referring to bringing the ideas together. As we met in the mayor's conference room, David Zipper said, Bounce will attract and focus entrepreneurship because it will be an open concept setting built to foster idea exchange. I asked how they're going to explain that to would-be users and supporters.
To be honest with you, Tim, I don't think you actually explain it to them. I think they feel it. I think if Bounce is designed in the right way, that when you step in the doors, you feel something different and you are observing something that you may not even fully understand, but you recognize that this is not a typical office space in Northeast Ohio.
And we have a rich culture, a corporate culture of business development that has lasted, you know, some of these companies have been around for 125 years, even small, medium-sized companies that have taken ideas to fruition who have been successful. These people have developed ideas that have changed the face of transportation, polymers, tires, everything. How do they now transfer that and say there are other ideas out there when it comes to maybe energy or technology or food storage or anything? How do they take that idea and say, this is my idea, what do you think of it? Well, did you ever think of this? And that's the curated collision that we're talking about. So,
but is there a likelihood of people feeling that their intellectual property is being given away in ways that aren't secure for them? Is that going to be a significant negative? And are there ways that you can make people comfortable with these exchanges across company lines?
I think that may be sort of in the DNA, if you will, of a lot of the corporate sector here. And I think that's one of the fundamental goals of Bounce, to have a central place that has, as its design purpose, various kinds of programming and events happening that can ease the, or can facilitate, I should say, those kinds of connections with people across companies.
This is going to cost money to do. Where's it going to come from?
We've made a commitment to reallocate economic development dollars that we were using in other places, help fund programming and a person down there, but also there's the value of the membership from the corporate community, the foundations.
To be sustainable, major corporations within Summit County and hopefully Northeast Ohio need to see real value for themselves in Bounce's success, whether it comes to recruiting and retaining talent, getting new ideas that they can pilot and run with. If that's happening, then there should be an ongoing revenue source that allows for really robust programming of a kind that I don't think has ever existed in Akron for any kind of incubator in the last several decades.
It's not something that happens overnight either. It has to be planned. You can't build a bridge. You know, you just don't plop them down. You start with a framework first. I think this is the start of that. This is the central place first. This is what goes on there. And then kind of expanding from there, you know, we'll have reciprocal agreements with other incubators and opening it up to other universities too. Not only the University of Akron, but inviting Kent and Cleveland State and Youngstown State and Hiram and Walsh, any agreements with those also, so they can find a space there too. I think that's all that critical mass. And it's as open as what you can dream, but it has to be planned to be able to do it too.
Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan and business development consultant David Zipper on Bounce, the idea incubator scheduled to open downtown in January. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.